Well, good morning, everybody. This is Tobias Rex, and this is the Sharks, Dinosaurs, and Mythical Creatures podcast coming at you right now. I've decided that for this morning's episode, I'm going to start getting back into sharks because I haven't done them for a long time. And I'm going to try my best to do an episode weekly again, and I'm going to do it in this order: a shark, a dinosaur, a mythical creature, and a fan request. So this morning's episode is going to be about the real mascot behind Jaws. The great white shark. The information is all from Wikipedia, plus some edits and additions by me. So here we go. The great white shark, scientifically named Carcharodon carcharias, also known as the great white shark, white pointer, or white death, is a species of large mackerel shark that could be found in the coastal surface waters of all the major oceans. And according to a study done in 2014, the lifespan of great white sharks is estimated to be as long as 70 years or more, well above previous estimates, making it one of the longest-lived cartilaginous fishes currently known. And according to the same study, male great white sharks take 26 years to reach sexual maturity, while the females take 33 years. Great white sharks can swim at speeds of 25 kilometers an hour for short bursts, and they can dive to depths of 1,200 meters. The great white shark doesn't have any known natural predators, other than, on very rare occasions, the orca, or killer whale. It is arguably the world's largest known extant macropredatory fish, and is one of the primary predators of marine mammals, up to the size of large baleen whales. This shark is also known to prey upon a variety of other marine animals, including fish and seabirds. It is the only known surviving species of its genus, Carcharodon, and is responsible for more recorded human bite incidents than any other shark. The novel Jaws by Peter Benchley, and its subsequent film adaptation by Steven Spielberg, depicted the great white shark as a ferocious man-eater. Humans are not the preferred prey of the great white shark, but it is nevertheless responsible for the largest number of unprovoked shark attacks on humans. Due to their need to travel long distances for seasonal migration and an extremely demanding diet, it's not logistically feasible to keep great whites in captivity. And although numerous attempts have been made to do so in the past, there aren't any aquariums in the world believed to currently have one. The English name, white shark, and its Australian variant, white pointer, is thought to have come from the shark's stark white underside, a characteristic feature most noticeable in beached sharks lying upside down with their tummies exposed. Great white shark is the most commonly used variant among common people, likely because the addition of the word great stresses the size and prowess of the species, or simply just because it sounds neat. However, most scientists prefer to just say white shark. The original hypothesis of the great white shark's origin is that it's a descendant of a lineage of Megatooth sharks and is closely related to Megalodon, and we all know him, right? And there are some similarities between the teeth of the great white and the teeth of the Meg, such as large triangular shapes, serrated blades, and the presence of dental bands. And that led to primary evidence of the two having a close evolutionary relationship. And as a result, the Meg was classified under the genus Carcharodon. However, it is now understood that the great white shark holds closer ties to the Mako sharks and is descended from a separate lineage unrelated to the Megatooth sharks. So Megalodon and the great white are not direct family members. If Megalodon was the king of the sharks, then the great white would be the lord. Great white sharks live in almost all coastal and offshore waters that have water temperatures between 12 and 24 degrees Celsius, with greater concentrations in the United States, South Africa, Japan, Oceania, Chile, and the Mediterranean Sea. One of the densest known populations is found around Dyer Island in South Africa. The great white is an epipelagic fish, observed mostly in the presence of rich game, such as fur seals, sea lions, cetaceans, other sharks, and large bony fish. The great white shark has a robust, large conical snout. The upper and lower lobes on the tail fin are approximately the same size, similar to some other mackerel sharks, such as the salmon, porbeagle, and mako. The great white displays countershading by having a white underside and a gray dorsal area, sometimes in a brown or blue shade, giving it an overall mottled look. The coloration makes it difficult for prey to spot the shark because it breaks up the shark's outline when seen from the side. From above, the darker shade blends in with the sea, and from below, the shark's belly blends in against the sunlight. And great whites, like many other sharks, have rows of serrated teeth behind the main ones that are ready to replace any that break off. And when the shark bites something, it thrashes its head side to side, helping the teeth saw off large chunks of flesh. And great whites, like other mackerel sharks, have larger eyes than other shark species in proportion to their body size. And the iris of the eyes is actually a deep, dark blue instead of black. And that's completely contrary to what Quinn said in Jaws. Because in Jaws, sharks are described, as quoted by Quinn, as having lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes. In great white sharks, sexual dimorphism is present, and females are generally larger than the males. Male great whites on average measure up to 13 feet long, while females measure up to 16. The largest females have been verified of up to 6 meters or 20 feet in length, and an estimated weight of 5,000 pounds. The maximum size of a great white shark is subject to debate because some reports are just rough estimations or speculations performed under questionable circumstances. And among living cartilaginous fish, only the whale shark, basking shark, and giant manta ray, in that order, are on average larger and heavier. But these three species are actually filter feeders, so they're quite docile. According to J.E. Randall, the largest white shark reliably measured was a 19-foot individual reported from Ledge Point, Western Australia, in 1987. And another great white specimen of similar size has been verified by the Canadian Shark Research Center, a female caught by David McKendrick of Alberton, Prince Edward Island, in August 1988. This female great white was 20 feet long. However, there was a report considered reliable by some experts in the past of a larger great white shark specimen from Cuba in 1945. This specimen was reportedly 21 feet long and had an estimated body mass of 7,328 pounds. However, later studies also revealed that this particular specimen was actually 16 feet. And some great white sharks caught in modern times have been estimated to be over 23 feet, but these claims have received some criticism. And a particularly large female great white shark, who is nicknamed Deep Blue, measuring 20 feet in length, was filmed off of Guadalupe Island during shooting for the 2014 episode of Shark Week, Jaws Strikes Back. And Deep Blue would later gain significant attention when she was filmed interacting with a researcher in a viral video that was posted on Facebook on June 11, 2015. In January 2019, Deep Blue was later sighted again off Oahu while scavenging a sperm whale carcass, whereupon she was filmed swimming beside divers, including dive tourism operator and model Ocean Ramsey in open water. And Ocean Ramsey, if you are listening to this episode, I have to say that when I first saw those videos of you swimming alongside Deep Blue, I was stunned, absolutely stunned, because you were swimming right up beside her, petting her snout, heck, even riding her and holding on to her fin. And the shark in one clip even lifted her nose towards somebody to let them touch her, and you didn't get attacked. I'm not sure if it was because the shark was pregnant at the time, which it was, or if you two had some sort of symbiotic relationship. But either way, I'm absolutely amazed. And those people who are shaming you for doing that, don't listen to them, Ramsey, because you're just doing what you do best, and that's protecting sharks. Speaking of particularly large individuals, there's supposedly a legendary 30-foot great white they call a submarine that resides in the waters of False Bay, South Africa. And with a single bite, a great white shark can take in up to 14 kilograms of flesh, and can also consume several hundred kilograms of food. And great whites, like all other sharks, have an extra sense given by the ampullae of Lorenzini, those little pores on their face. And this enables them to detect the electromagnetic field that's emitted by the movement of living animals. Great white sharks are so sensitive that they could detect variations of half a billionth of a volt. At close range, this allows the shark to locate even immobile animals just by detecting their heartbeat. And the great white shark can elevate its body temperature up to 14 degrees warmer than the water by using a thermoregulating system called gigantothermy. So most sharks are cold-blooded, but the great white isn't. It's actually warm-blooded. Great whites also rely on the fat and oils that are stored within their livers for long-distance migrations across nutrient-poor areas of the oceans. Studies by the Stanford University and Monterey Bay Aquarium, published on July 17, 2013, revealed that in addition to controlling the shark's buoyancy, the liver of great whites is essential in migration patterns. Sharks that sink faster during drift dives were revealed to use up their internal stores of energy quicker than those that sink in a dive at a more leisurely rate. A 2007 study from the University of South Wales in Australia used CAT scans of a shark's skull and computer models to measure the shark's maximum bite force. And the study reveals the forces and behaviors its skull is adapted to handle, and it resolves competing theories about its feeding behavior. In 2008, a team of scientists led by Stephen Rowe conducted an experiment to determine the great white shark's jaw power, and findings indicated that a specimen massing 7,300 pounds could exert a bite force of up to 4,000 pounds. This shark's behavior and social structure is very complex. In South Africa, white sharks have a dominance hierarchy depending on the size, gender, and squatters' rights. Females dominate males, larger sharks dominate smaller ones, and residents dominate newcomers. When hunting, great white sharks tend to separate and resolve conflicts with rituals and displays. White sharks rarely resort to combat, although some individuals have been found with bite marks that match those of other great white sharks. This suggests that when a great white shark approaches too closely to another one, they react with a warning bite. And another possibility is that white sharks bite to show their dominance. So basically, a great white shark can show body language that might tell another one something like, "You're in my space," or "I'm bigger than you, so back off." The great white shark is one of only a few sharks that are known to regularly lift its head above the sea surface to gaze at other objects such as prey. And this is known as spy hopping. This behavior has also been seen in at least one group of black-tip sharks, but this might be learned from interaction with humans. It is also theorized that the shark may also be able to smell better this way, because smell travels through air faster than it does in water. And white sharks are generally very curious animals, and they display intelligence and may also turn to socializing if the situation demands it. At Seal Island, white sharks have been observed arriving and departing in stable clans of 2 to 6 individuals on a yearly basis. And whether clan members are related or not is unknown, but they do get along peacefully enough. In fact, the social structure of a clan is probably most aptly compared to that of a wolf pack, in that each member has a clearly established rank, and each clan has an alpha leader. Great white sharks are carnivorous, and they prey upon fish, such as tuna, rays, and other sharks, cetaceans, such as dolphins, porpoises, and whales, pinnipeds, such as seals, fur seals, sea lions, sea turtles, sea otters, and sea birds. And great whites have also been known to eat objects that they are unable to digest. Juvenile white sharks predominantly prey on fish, because their jaws are not strong enough to withstand the forces required to attack larger prey until they reach a length of 10 feet or more. And when that happens, their jaw cartilage mineralizes just enough to withstand the impact of biting into larger prey species. And upon approaching a length of 13 feet, great white sharks begin to predominantly target marine mammals for food, though individual sharks seem to specialize in different types of prey depending on their preferences. And they seem to be highly opportunistic. These sharks tend to prefer prey with a high content of energy-rich fat. And off of California, great white sharks immobilize northern elephant seals with a large bite to the hindquarters, the main source of the seal's mobility, and they wait for the seal to bleed to death. This technique is especially used on fully grown male elephant seals, typically larger than the shark, ranging between 1,500 and 2,000 kilograms, and are potentially dangerous adversaries. Most commonly, though, juvenile elephant seals are the most frequently eaten at elephant seal colonies. Prey is normally attacked subsurface. Harbor seals are taken from the surface and dragged downwards until they stop struggling. California sea lions are ambushed from below, and they are struck mid-body before being dragged and eaten. Whale carcasses comprise a very important part of the diet of white sharks. However, this has rarely been observed due to whales dying in remote areas, and it is estimated that 30 kilograms or 66 pounds of whale blubber could feed a 15-foot white shark for 1.5 months. Detailed observations were made of 4 whale carcasses in False Bay between 2000 and 2010. Sharks were drawn to the carcass by chemical and odor detection spread by strong winds. After initially feeding on the whale's caudal, peduncle, and fluke, the sharks would then investigate the carcass by slowly swimming around it and mouthing at several parts before selecting a blubber-rich area. During feeding bouts of 15 to 20 seconds, the sharks removed flesh with lateral head shakes without the protective ocular rotation that they employ when attacking live prey, and the sharks were frequently observed regurgitating chunks of blubber and immediately returning to feed, possibly in order to replace low-energy yield pieces with high-energy ones, using their teeth as mechanoreceptors to distinguish them. And after feeding for several hours, these sharks appeared to become lethargic, no longer swimming to the surface. They were observed mouthing the carcass, but apparently unable to bite hard enough to remove flesh. Instead, they would bounce off and slowly sink. And out of all shark species, the great white shark is responsible for by far the largest number of recorded shark attacks on humans, with 272 documented unprovoked bite incidents on humans as of 2012. More than any documented bite incident, Peter Benchley's novel Jaws and the film by Steven Spielberg gave the great white shark the image of being a man-eater in the public mind. And while great white sharks have killed humans, they typically do not target them. For example, in the Mediterranean Sea, there have been 31 confirmed bite incidents against humans in the last 2 centuries, most of which were non-fatal. Many of the incidents seem to be just test bites. Great white sharks also test bite buoys and other unfamiliar objects, and they might grab a human or a surfboard just to identify what it is. And this is a total turnaround for me. Contrary to popular belief, great white sharks do not mistake humans for seals. Many bite incidents tend to occur in waters with low visibility or other situations that impair the shark's senses. And the great white shark appears to not like the taste of us, or at least finds the taste unfamiliar. Further research shows that they can tell in one bite, like whether or not the object is worth eating. Humans, for the most part, are way too bony for their liking, and they much prefer seals, as they are fat and rich in protein. Humans are not the appropriate prey for great white sharks, because the shark's digestion is way too slow to cope with the human's high ratio of bone to muscle and fat. And accordingly, in most recorded shark bite incidents, great whites broke off contact after the first bite, and fatalities are usually caused by blood loss from the initial bite, rather than from critical organ loss or from whole consumption. From 1990 to 2011, there have been a total of 139 unprovoked great white shark bite incidents, 29 of which were fatal. However, some researchers hypothesized that the reason the proportion of fatalities is low is not because sharks don't like human flesh, but because humans are often able to escape after the first bite. Great white sharks infrequently bite and sometimes even sink boats. And only 5 of the 108 authenticated unprovoked shark attack incidents reported from the Pacific coast during the 20th century involved kayakers. In a few cases, they have bitten boats up to 33 feet in length, and they have bumped or knocked people overboard by usually biting the boat from the stern. In one case, in 1936, a large shark leapt completely into the South African fishing boat Lucky Jim, knocking a crewman into the sea. And underwater observations of this tend to suggest that sharks are attracted to boats by the tiny electrical fields they generate, and they're picked up by the ampullae of Lorenzini, and it might confuse the shark about whether or not wounded prey might be nearby. And great white sharks have appeared in many movies and video games. They appear in all four Jaws films and Jaws-related games as the main antagonist. And a male great white shark appears in the film Finding Nemo as one of the protagonists. And it is possible that the original Jaws himself may have been Bruce's father, as there is a scene in where Bruce cries, saying he never knew his dad. And a family of great whites appears in the DreamWorks film Shark Tale, three individuals mainly, Lenny, Frankie, and their father, Don Lino. And a great white shark appears in the film Shark Night as one of the sharks that were released into the lake. An enormous female great white shark, presumably based on Deep Blue or Submarine, appears in the film The Shallows as the main antagonist, stalking Nancy Adams as she sits on a lonely rock after being bitten on the leg. And the great white shark also appears in both Endless Ocean games. In the first game, two can be found swimming in circles in the open sea, often swimming by the cliffside, but only at night. And when the pirate ship is situated at these coordinates, their swimming patterns make them swim around it. And they also bring them out of the map, so they can be pretty hard to spot. In Ship's Rest, a bunch of them can be found in various locations. Two can be found near the pirate ship, and three can be found patrolling the wreckage of the crashed plane, but only in the day. Eight can be found swimming slowly on the sea floor just under the pirate ship, and two can be found swimming just above those, but only at night. Also, they have a giant legendary counterpart called Magu Tapa, who is replaced by Thanatos in the sequel. In the sequel, Endless Ocean Blue World, or Endless Ocean Adventures of the Deep, the great white shark can be found all over Cicero Strait, swimming in schools around the wreck of the Flamingo during the day, the wreck of the Pride of Athens at night, and with their enormous, ferocious counterpart Thanatos around the wreck of the Emerald Lady, both day and night. And a lone individual attacks the player near the wreck of the Arctos in the main story, but it doesn't appear there again. And here is something interesting. This shark, although really large in real life, is actually rather small in the games, measuring only just a bit bigger than a beluga or Rizzo's dolphin. And this may have been done to subvert player expectations and lessen the great sensationalism surrounding the species, bringing other predatory sharks into the limelight. For example, the tiger shark is actually bigger than the great white in the games. And here's something else that's interesting. Although the sharks in Endless Ocean 2 do attack you, they don't kill you, and they don't bite. Instead, they just swim at you, and then they do a 360 spin, whacking you with their tail. And this was most likely done to retain the relaxing atmosphere of Endless Ocean, as it's meant to be a nice calm game. Well, that's going to be it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to like and subscribe to my podcast. It comes out every 2 weeks. I'm going to try to make it weekly again. This is Tobias Rex saying Godspeed and signing off.